Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a TV program that airs right after this broadcast from 8 to 8:30 on Public Access Channel number 6 entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a look. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find all these radio programs. You will also find programs there with TV programs there and a host of other Bible-related material that can aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. We also encourage you to come and worship God with us at any opportunity you might have. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of those services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is to show you need for God in your life and you have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. Please come and be with us. We have been discussing the subject of sin. This morning we're going to begin a new study in this subject, and that is sins of the tongue. To begin with this morning, we want to read verses 1 through 12 of James chapter 3. James chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive the stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able to also bridle the whole body. Indeed, we have put bits in horses' mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look at the ships. Although they are so large and are driven by a fierce wind, they are turned by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member, boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature and is set on the fire by hell. For every kind of beast or reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no one can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men, who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things are not to be so. Does the spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. Ever since the Garden of Eden, when man disobeyed God, he has been plagued by sin. By his actions, the effect and devastation have caused a change to all of creation, time, and successive generations. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, death through sin, thus death spread to all men because all men have sinned. Romans 5, verse 12. All men are guilty of violating God's law at one time or another in their lives. Not merely with our deeds, but also with our words. 1 John 1, verse 18. None of us are exempt from having committed sin with our tongues. What is our character rooted in? Is it in our clothes, in our houses, our job? No. What a person says and how he expresses himself tell us a lot about one's character. Though the tongue is a small member of the whole body, it has tremendous impact on who we are and our relationship with those around about us in the world. It can bring people together, or it can tear them asunder. It is truly the barometer that manifests itself what's in man's heart. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. Matthew 12, 34 and 35. We need to be sure that we understand the power of the tongue and the need to keep it under control that we might not sin with this little member. But there's some things that we must know. Number first of all, we must know what sin is. Now this is kind of a review. As we have already discussed, sin is simply lawlessness. It's to act without authority, 1 John 3:4. It means to go beyond, 1 Corinthians 4, verse 6, to go beyond what is written. To act without authority, not doing the Father's will, Matthew 7:23, Colossians 3, verse 17, whatever we do in word or deed, to all by the authority of Christ. 1 Peter 4, verse 11, let any man speak, let him speak the oracles of God. Unruly conduct towards God and His Word. This can be expressed in our speech. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. James 1:19. When we become angry and frustrated, we are in danger of sinning. Remember Moses' example in Numbers 20:8-12. He failed to hallow God in the eyes of his people. He paid a very high price for his failure. He was not allowed to go into the promised land. Now, the proper use of the tongue. Sadly, many place great value and emphasis on right instead of on being right. We have free speech in our country. It's called freedom of speech. Does this justify the misuse of our tongues? Absolutely not. Adam first used his tongue in naming the creatures of the earth, Genesis 2:19-20. He named Eve in Genesis 2:23. We ought to be very careful how we answer men. In 1 Peter 3, verse 15, we are called upon by God to be ready to give an answer to every man of the hope that lies in us with meekness and fear. We need to use our tongues in giving, thanksgiving, and praise to the God that we serve, and we should want to do this always. Some descriptions of the tongue. The Bible has much to say about this little member. From a physical standpoint, the tongue is a small part of the body. It is a muscle attached to the back and bottom of our mouth. Even though small, it's extremely deadly. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. With it, we bless God and we curse God and Father, and we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be. James 3:8-10. We compare it to a rudder. We read that earlier in James chapter 3, verse 3-5. One word can change the course of a relationship or an impression we will leave with others. It impacts us so powerful it can defy the whole body. Negative trait. The Bible says it's a fire. It's a world of iniquity. It can boast of great things. It sets on fire the course of nature. It is untamed by man. It is an unruly evil. What a list. These are warnings that we need to handle this little member with great care. The heart of the righteous studies how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours forth evil, doesn't consider, doesn't take time to think, and therefore it leads him into sin. From the Greek word, but how do we do that? How do we control our tongue? Well, first of all, we need to know how we can sin with our tongue. In Ephesians 4, verse 29. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 29. The scripture says, in verse 29 of chapter number 4, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for and necessary for edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. So we want to impart grace. What is corrupt communication? Can a person be influenced by our words? It has been said, sticks and stone may break my bones, but knaves will never hurt me. Through the evil communication, many reputations have been destroyed. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 2-5. Talks about how we need to be careful what we utter before man and remember God in heaven. Consider our words carefully, doing to others as you would have them doing to you. Matthew 7, verse 12. How would we seek others? How would we seek others to speak about us? How would we want men to characterize us? How would we like them to talk about us? If we would not like people to slander us, mislead, or to say things that are evil and not true, then surely we would think that we shouldn't do that to other people. Slander. From the Greek word, it means to accuse falsely. It is used as a noun, as translated slanders in 1 Timothy 3:11, where the reference is to those who are given to finding fault with the demeanor and conduct of others and spreading their innuendos and criticisms in the church. Vine Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words. They paint a very black picture. Slander becomes destructive because it destroys reputation and character. It places negative pictures in an individual's mind. Acts 21:27-30. Many fail to follow Jesus because of the false statements made about him. Proverbs 10:18. These are the tool of fools. First, slander affects, slander reflects harm on the one who speaks it. His thoughts may influence the thoughts of a listener to anger, to hatred, and even to discouragement. It ignites the listener to spread the evil words to others. Fills a man's heart full of hatred and malice, 1 Peter 2:1. A sin against God and our brother. In Revelation 12, 9 and 10, the characteristic of Satan. He is an accuser of the brethren and full of deception. We don't possess the Spirit of Christ. We don't belong to him. If we don't possess that Spirit of Christ, then we don't belong to him. We are blessed and encouraged, not tear down and discouraged. These inconsistencies are easily seen by others and can often lead to disheartening those who might otherwise have obeyed the gospel. Gossip. Gossiping is known as idle talk. It is unfruitful conversation that produces no good whatsoever. In gossip, there is the spread of an unkind rumor in Proverbs chapter number 11, verse 13. I do not know, but I heard, usually precedes gossip. It is here we need to be slow to hear. Be careful what we listen to and allow it to stay in our mind. Rumors are just that, they're rumors, not facts. Check it out. Look for the facts for yourself before you aid in destroying one's character. Spreading rumors and lies destroys relationships of all kinds. Read Proverbs 17, verse 9. Our heart is void of understanding. Usually one is repenting something they do not even have full knowledge in and of themselves. When we hear something about another, we need to check it out. Why endanger our soul and the brothers over a rumor? We need to make sure that what we heard is accurate and not give misleading information. Lying. This is obvious, the most obvious abuse of the tongue, the most common. It is telling a falsehood with intent to deceive. John 3, verse 4, that's what the devil did. That's what the devil does in John 8, 44, because he doesn't know the truth. Devastating effect creates hardship on others. Genesis 37, Jacob thinking Joseph was dead. Genesis 39, Joseph in prison and for a lie told by Potiphar's wife, he remained there for 2 years. Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10 through 12 tells us there will be men and women that will be lost. Why? Because they did not love the truth. We need, God hates lying, and all liars will be condemned to hell. Revelation 21, verse 8. All Christians are to put this away from them. Ephesians 4:25. We are not to gossip. We are not to spread tales. We are not to even tell things that may be true just for the sake of telling them to hurt somebody's character. Such conduct is unbecoming of a Christian. Gossip and lying are sin. And when we are guilty of sin. And when we are guilty of sin, then we can be separated from God. So, we need to understand the tongue is a powerful weapon. It is small, yet it wields great power because it can influence people to live ungodly. It can influence people to live godly. It can influence people to accept God. It can influence people not to accept God if we are a hypocrite. And so the sins of the tongue. We looked at gossip and lying, and we continue the discussion of other sins that can be made and used with the tongue and see what the danger is and how we can avoid those things in our own lives. Thank you for listening this morning. We hope you're tuning in again next Sunday morning at this time. Please come and worship God with us today. Have a blessed day.